In Italy, they say cheese and bread make the cheeks red. In Germany, the old proverb goes, beer and bread make the cheeks red. In England, it's milk and bread. You see, there is international agreement on the wonderful food value of bread, just as there is local agreement on the unusual goodness of tasty bread. This famous bread is not only a daily necessity, it's a daily delight. Be sure to ask for it by name. Tasty, the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Bread winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Though we're known as Jones and head of all of you. We're two loafers now, it's said, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare.
And we're a silly looking pair.
How do you do, 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 do?
Hey, Bill, you know, I saw you parking your car tonight in front of the studio.
Well?
And you parked awfully near a fire hydrant.
Oh, I know I did, Ernie. It was the only place that I could find.
That's all.
You know, those fire hydrants are a nuisance, really.
Oh, Bill, not when you're walking and your shoelace becomes untied.
Oh, well, that's different.
Who was the lovely lady that you had with you?
Oh, that was my new thrill.
The new thrill.
Mm-hmm.
What became of that girl that you used to say was so pensive?
Oh, I had to drop her, Ernie. She became too expensive.
The dawn along a dewy hill
invites you to a happy thrill.
A robin on your windowsill,
it's springtime on parade.
The trees are shading you a nook,
with sunbeams dancing on your book.
And blossoms ride a babbling brook,
it's springtime on parade.
Now and then I steal into a dream, just to build imagination more.
Round the cozy little two-hawk team that's anxiously waiting for. The love brigade is set to start,
a certain someone's taking part.
It's marching right into our heart,
it's springtime on parade. The dawn along a dewy hill invites you to a happy thrill. A robin on your windowsill, it's springtime on parade. The morning glory seems to twine around that happy heart of mine. The bird is singing, that's a sign, it's springtime on parade.
Now and then I steal into a dream, just to build imagination more.
Around the cozy little two-hop scheme that I'm anxiously waiting for.
The love brigade is sent to start, a certain someone taking part. It's marching right into our heart, it's springtime on parade.
Well, Ernie, Ernie, you're looking pretty good these days.
Oh, well, you know, I suppose it's because I've become a vegetarian.
Uh-huh, advice from the doctor, I suppose.
Oh, no, my butcher won't extend me any more credit.
Oh, that's funny. I had some trouble with my butcher recently.
Is that so?
Yeah, the other day he sent me a piece of meat that was not so good, so I went in to him and I said, that was a terrible piece of meat you sent me yesterday.
Hmm.
And the butcher said, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Jones, I must have given you a bum steer. And I told him that was a lot of bull. And
oh,
I put,
you did.
Yeah, I did.
Somebody's happy, somebody's blue, the same old story, it's old but new. There goes my old love, my dream divine. I can't believe that she is no longer mine. There goes my heart, there goes the one I love, there goes the girl I wasn't worthy of. chance, but it's over now. I never thought that she could pass me by. There goes my hope and a
Bill,
you know, I fired my chauffeur, and I'm driving my own car now.
Is that so?
And I had a wreck last week.
Well,
I tried to climb a telegraph pole.
Well, haven't you any sense? You know, cars are not made to climb telegraph poles.
Yeah, I know, but another fellow wanted to use the road.
Oh, if you don't mind, Ernie, I'd like to use the microphone alone to introduce our guest. No.
I'd like to introduce her in the low voice.
No, Bill. Let me introduce her in the high voice, Ernie. Now, please.
All right, then. I'll introduce her in the low voice. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Miss Gloria Grafton, one of the younger stars of radio and musical comedy. Boy, can she sing. And is she sweet? And is she easy to look at?
Mr. Hare, remember your wife.
Come on away from there, Ernie. Come on.
All right.
I see somebody just like you, and there's a cottage just for two, a dream that never does come true. Why do I dream those dreams? And when the evening sun goes down, I always picture around, and by your side I'm always found. Why do I dream those dreams? Lights are low in the beautiful seclusion of a little hideaway. No, I know it's a beautiful illusion. Can't I make you stay? The morning sun will shine again, and I'll wake up to pine again. But in the night, you're mine again. Why do I dream those dreams? Lights are low in the beautiful seclusion of a little hideaway. No, I know it's a beautiful illusion. Can't I make you stay? The morning sun will shine again, and I'll wake up mine again. But in the night, you're mine again. Why do I dream those dreams?
You know, it's very gratifying to be on the air representing a product as fine as Tasty Bread. It's really delicious.
Yes, it is, Mr. Whitten. We dispose of at least one loaf at every meal. Don't we, Mother? That's your cue, Mr. Jones. You know you're supposed to be my mother.
Repeat the line, Gloria, and I'll see that Mother Jones doesn't miss her cue.
We dispose of at least one meal every... I mean, but every meal. Do we?
Your old man eats a loaf all by himself. Say, Ernie, you be the mother, will you, Ernie? You perhaps know the feeling of a mother better than I do.
Well, how should I, Bill? I've never been a mother.
Why, say, no. Wait a minute. Listen, you two loafers. Either one of you should be proud to be Gloria's mother.
Oh, boy, I'd rather be her sweetheart. But that's impossible. My wife wouldn't let me. Both of us are a little late, though.
Yeah, she expects to marry a prominent playwright.
Mr. Jones is right. I'm engaged to, I won't mention his name. But I brought a little drama along that will prove how clever he is. Let's play it. What do you say?
Excellent idea, Gloria. Go right ahead with the drama.
Well, here's the synopsis, Mr. Whitten. Your parts, Billy Hare, Ernie Jones. You may start, Lou. I mean, Mr. Whitten.
All right. It is early morning. The scene is a little homestead in London. And the Connecticut sun is just rising.
Hey, Bill, I guess he means London, Connecticut. There is a London up there, isn't there?
You know there is. Didn't we play there and switch boarding houses once because we couldn't get tasty bread?
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Yeah.
Listen, loafers, serious, please. This is business with me.
How's business, Lou?
Oh, Bill, quit clowning. This is a serious drama.
Yes, it is. Please be quiet.
Anything for you, Miss Gloria. Yeah. Go on, Lou.
All right.
Wait a minute, Lou, the telephone's ringing. You better answer it, will you, please?
All right, hold the drama for a minute. Hello? Yes, Mr. Hare is here. It's for you, Ernie, your wife.
Oh, the wife, thank you. Hello, sweetheart. You have news for me? What is it? Is that so? Did you say one? What, two? Well, I'll be home right away. I hope Mrs. Brown is doing nicely.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Not one, but two.
Yes, it is. Think of it. Not one, but two. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, wonderful nothing. Mrs. Brown got two of her fingers caught in the ringer.
You're not alone, but when you belong to the bone.